Welcome to Jazz Online's Jazz Backstage. Featured on this episode is Elvis Costello.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that...
Given that my best-known song in America was actually a ballad, Allison, I've always gone back and forward between the idea whether I'm a ballad singer who can sing rock and roll or a rock and roll singer who can sing ballads. You know, you should be able to sing both tempos, but, you know, like all tempi. I suppose I am really more of a ballad singer because I'm, given the amount of words I write, just getting them across invites a more measured tempo. And the level of, and this is not to be arrogant, but the level of virtuosity necessary to get those words over in a fast tempo is something that anybody that's attempted to sing any of us will find is confounding. There's lots of different kinds of ways to be virtuosic, both as an instrumentalist and as a singer. And it is not always about vocal control or beautiful tone or length of line. It can be just as much the ability, as any rap artist of note will be able to attest, it's about being able to compress clearly a lot of information into a short space of time against an agitated rhythm. Those things require an ability which you perhaps don't even realize you've got until you're already doing it. You know, and there are a lot of people that can attempt it, but they don't all get it right.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king and foolish. Though it may seem to me that's everything.
This has been Jazz Backstage, a production of JazzOnline.com.